Now, she's not here by herself today. She is joined by others, and we shall meet them right now. Howdy, howdy, Alana James.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. Yes, our others, we've all arrived. I have Bo Sample is here playing upright bass and singing.
Wonderful.
And
hi,
he's
Bo.
One of the permanent members of the Continental, too.
Yes, you are now not just Alana James as on the solo album, but Alana James and the Continental, too. That's
important. We're the Continental, too, before the album, too, but I felt like we might just make the... Whatever.
Yeah, it just whatever. It happens.
It
this
happens
is what's
today,
going
yeah.
on now.
So here's Whit Smith also is with us today. And
oh, now you've been playing with him before.
Right.
Yeah.
So he's from Huckle of Cowtown days, of course.
Yes.
And we found Whit laying sod at his home in Tulsa and didn't seem to have a lot on his calendar, so I abducted him and took him out with us. So it's been
That's
great
nice.
To have those guys along.
Good, good. Yes, make the man productive.
Yes.
Very good. So shall we play a little something-something?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now that you're all here?
Sure.
What are we starting off with?
Well, we could do... do you guys want to do an instrumental? Or?
Sure.
Okay,
sure.
We got to wake up just a little bit here.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a tune called The Oklahoma Rag.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
That works very well as a warm up.
Oh goodness!
Warmed up the whole room. That's great.
Where we would never have dreamed of breaking out our instruments and just playing in the morning like that. But that time has passed.
But are you saying you're more night people? What are you saying? What are you getting at there, lady?
I think so. I think maybe that's it.
Well, so this is fabulous. You've broken out successfully on your own.
Well, thank you. It's really exciting.
It really
is, and it's really been sort of moving the fact that so many people have invited me back as my own self, you know,
mm-hmm,
and we put a lot of work in Hot Club Catan for years and toured all over the world, and you just never know whether people are going to welcome you back as a new entity or whatever. So I'm really happy and really happy to be here today too.
It sounds like maybe you weren't so sure there for a while. What, huh? How is that possible?
Well, you know, I mean, I think sometimes people forget. I mean, the music playing and making aspect of what we do is just like a micro part of it, and it has nothing to do with all the other stuff that goes on. So,
like what? Like what other stuff?
Well, I mean, I think on our level of touring right now, there's just so much, there's a lot to do during the day. It's like the day job that you have is being able to do the night job, you know?
And so, sort of managing the band, that sort of thing.
And just kind of making sure that sort of all the I's are, all the T's are dotted and the I's are crossed. and, you know, I just didn't know whether it was something that I was going to be able to undertake myself, but I just sort of felt this part of me had to do it. The idea of not doing it, it just couldn't abide. So
now we're kind of talking about the artist having to be a manager too, and what a drag that is. Is that right?
You know, it can be, but actually one good thing about it, for especially for this record, is that because this isn't released on a label for the first time, it's been fascinating to see how things work, and like to work directly with publicists or work with a radio promoter who, you know, like Leslie Ruffre, who's been working and doing a great job. You know, you can see like which radio stations get your CD and who likes it, who wants to play it, how many times they play it. And then, you know, invitations to come and play live is so fun for us. And these are things that when you're on a label, all that information gets filtered through so many channels that it's not nearly as direct an artery. And so even though there's more work involved, it's really exciting to kind of be so much more involved in that.
Am I hearing it's better? It's better on your own label?
I kind of like it.
That's what I'm hearing. Well, let's hear another tune, shall
we? Yeah. I don't think you played this one earlier. This is another one on the new record that I wrote called Down the Line.
Okay, good. This is Alana James and the Continental 2 here on the Open Road.
1, 2, 3, 4. Too late, dear, that I'm nectar, you are wine. We both know, sweet honey, that you'll catch me down the line. You'll catch me down the line. You'll catch me down the line. It's okay, my darling, don't you pay it any mind. I know what you're thinking, I can see your heart is kind. See your heart is kind, I can see your heart is kind. But you found me in the fall, like an apple in the garden. Still, you tempt me most of all. You tempt me most of all. You tempt me most of all. You are wine. We both know, sweet honey, that you'll catch me down the line. You'll catch me down the line. You'll catch me down the line. You don't have to explain it or wish it weren't that way. Just keep me in your heart, dear. Don't ever turn away. Don't ever turn away. Don't ever turn away. Just keeps leading me right on back to you. So don't be sad, my darling, it's you that I adore. I'll take the love you've got for now, and I'll be back for more. I'll be back for more.
That's another tight one. Wow, delicious. So So that's one that you wrote, Alana James. A lot of material from you on this album.
Yes, uh-huh.
Some nice covers, too. You know, we played that Bob Dylan tune last week. That was great.
Try to mix it up a little.
Sure. So tell me about songwriting and how you sort of fit your new stuff into a classic sound.
Well, I think it's kind of a weird coincidence that it falls into what you might call a classic sound. For me, I mean, I used to play classical music for a really long time, and mm-hmm. so in a lot of ways, the music from like the early part of the 20th century is much more modern than anything I used to play, and it was what I listened to for a long time. So I think I started writing songs in that style, and also it's really compatible with the violin because they have these pretty melodies, and yet you can do these cool, crazy solos and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I've been into early country music and the Carter family, but also early hot jazz and stuff like that. So I think as time goes by, I have maybe more modern influences too, but there's something just kind of timeless about that era, and I'm not trying to write in an old style, but I think it sort of comes out that way so far.
Well, I didn't mean to imply that your stuff was sort of carbon copy old style.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
There's a nice continuum of sound on this album, but it sort of, it dovetails nicely, I guess.
Thank
with
you.
Some of the classic stuff.
Thank you.
You also just vindicated me. I did a promo in advance of you coming. Hey, Alana James is coming, violinist, singer. And Johnny Simmons, he's a big soft heart for your music, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah. He said, hey, she's not a violinist. I went, oh, what? How did I get that wrong? And he said, no, she's a fiddle player. She's a fiddle player. I'm like, oh, I wonder if she actually considers herself a fiddle player. And you said violin.
I would say, I'd say it's whatever you want to call it, you know.
Okay.
I mean, sometimes
it's a gigolo.
Some people have thought, on the record it says violin, and then people are like, who refers to herself as a violinist? And it's like, okay, fiddle, fine, that's fine.
Fine.
It kind of depends, you know, on the tune. It depends on how much you're getting paid.
Is it a vase or a vase?
Whether you're stomping your foot, that's right. So
it still holds the same flowers.
Everybody's right. We can all win in the end.
There we go. Customer, of course, is always right. So how did you find Bo? And I guess let's talk about how you found Wit originally, too.
I found Wit through an ad in the Village Voice.
Is this a
Voice,
public story?
Actually.
No, okay.
Actually, well, we've known each other for quite a while. And I put an ad in the Village Voice many years ago, and I was living in New York, and I wanted to join a working band. I specified that in the ad, like a country band or something. And Wit answered my ad, and he didn't have any particular work at the time, but he was so...
struggling as a sod farmer in New York City.
We just hit it off, though, originally. We drank a lot of coffee together on Saturdays in the East Village, and we would play these fiddle tunes. And he was really the first person I met who was kind of the counterpart to how I felt I played. And I didn't even know that there was such a thing as finding someone like that. I just kind of liked... I loved
just kind of make your way, and that's what happens.
Right, but when you can find somebody who you play with really well, it sort of brings it to this whole new spot. So as soon as we started getting a repertoire together, I think I've always wanted us to go play. And this is one of many incarnations we've had together.
Mm-hmm.
First I was in Wit's band in New York, then we had a band together. Now he's in my band, so soon Bo will hire us for his band.
Excellent. Pressure's on, Bo.
This cycle will be complete.
And how'd you meet Bo?
Bo, I guess we met maybe a couple of years ago when I started making this record.
Yeah.
Bo came in and was playing on it. And as he was leaving out one day, he said, well, if you ever need a bass player, give me a call. And I was like, okay. And so then I went home and I waited like 30 minutes and then I called him.
That's so swingers. That's like, hopefully she didn't keep leaving you messages, you know, on your machine at 2 a.m. That's great.
But Bo's had his own band for many years, too. They've traveled the world, and tomorrow's Bo's birthday, but he's much younger than he sounds on the radio. He's just a pup. So.
A whippersnapper. Well, happy birthday, Bo.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, what are we playing next? Let's have another tune.
Well, okay. We'll do one that's not on the record, but one to Oklahoma Hills. Is that okay? All right.
All right, good.
This is written by a on-again, off-again Californian, Woody Guthrie.
Ah, excellent.
born. Many a page of life has turned, many a lesson I have learned. Well, it feels like in those hills I still belong.
Way down yonder on the Indian Nation, ride my pony on a reservation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Way down yonder on the Indian Nation, a cowboy's life is my occupation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born.
Oh, Cousin Whit! Miles I am away from the place I rode my pony through the draw, where the oak and blackjack trees kiss the playful prairie breeze. Well, it feels like in those hills I still belong.
Way down yonder on the Indian Nation, I ride my pony on a reservation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Way down yonder on the Indian Nation, a cowboy's life is my occupation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born.
Here's that girl again. I love her.
Of the great Osage and those Oklahoma hills where I was born, where the black oil rolls and flows and the snow-eyed cotton grows. Well, it feels like in those hills I still belong.
Way down yonder on the Indian Nation, I ride my pony on a reservation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Way down yonder on the Indian Nation, a cowboy's life is my occupation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. In those Oklahoma hills where I was born.
Y'all make some interesting sounds when you're done playing a tune.
That's our audience.
Oh, that's great. That's Alana James and the Continental Two. They're here with us today playing Live at Lunch here on the Open Road on Central Coast Public Radio, KUSP. And not just because they like the station, but also because they happen to be doing something else later tonight. You can go see them live at Don Quixote's in Felton tonight. Do you know when that show starts? I don't have that information right here.
I really couldn't say exactly.
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock?
8 o'clock.
Okay.
We'll go with 8.
We'll go with 8.
Good.
We'll be there at 8, so whether it starts...
Yes.
Or
okay. Well, ideally you'll be there a little bit before.
Yes, that's right.
Which, you know, I'd recommend that you out there thinking about going to see them might want to do as well. You don't want to miss a note of this this great, great band. So, should we talk just a little tiny bit about future plans? I mean, aside from playing in Bo's band, what's coming up for you?
Yes, future plans. Well, the CD just came out in the United States, and it's coming out in Australia in June. It came out in Japan last fall. So we're going to do a lot of international touring. We're going to England next week, and then we're going to play the Fuji Rock Festival in Japan. That's going to be pretty cool in July. And then we've got probably a tour in Australia later in the fall.
Sure.
And
get the word out.
Try to stay home and plant some flowers in the garden and, you know, have some... relaxed time in between the world travel.
I'm sure it'll happen.
Really, it's really fun. We've been doing streamlined tours, and it really works well. We'll, you know, fly to a place and then play for a couple weeks in that area. And
that's good. That's a good way to do it.
It's really good. It's
and
so
then just
easier.
Thither and yawning.
Totally.
Isn't that the technical term for that? Thither and yawning?
Yeah, let's call it that.
Pretty sure.
Thither and yawning.
On the plane, right? I can't sleep. All right. Well, we've got time for one more, right? Before
sure.
You have to get.
Yeah, let's do one. We could do like a jazzy one, maybe. We could do one that isn't on the record.
Yeah,
how
yeah.
about it, gentlemen? Mm-hmm. Well, we could do. You want to do like a exact like you or something
sure.
like that?
All right. Yeah.
This is an old. This is one of the first tunes I ever sang when we formed sort of in San Diego at the Ocean Beach Farmers Market. We used to play down there on Saturdays and or whatever day the week it was. They paid us with a
market
bushel
day.
Of apples and
nice.
Slice of cheese. This is exactly like you.
All right.
Two. 1, 2, 3.
each night for someone exactly like you. Why should we spend money on a show or two? No one does those love scenes exactly like you. You make me feel so grand, I want to give the world to you. You seem to understand each foolish little dream I'm dreaming, scheme I'm scheming. Now I know why mother taught me to be true. She meant me for someone exactly like you.
Their own reviews as well. We love we. Thank you so much for coming in, Alana James and the Continental Two.
Thank you so much. We'll see you tonight. Thank you.
Yeah, right on. Tonight, what she's talking about is at Don Quixote's. They will be performing. That's right in downtown Felton. They're in the book, for gosh sakes. You can probably look them up on the web as well. But whatever you do, just get there. Just get there. Thanks so much for coming.
Thank you so much for having us.
All right, have a good time tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And